Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's show is about. Welcome back to Hebrew Culture, Hebrew Culture. I'm your brother, Avial, sitting back in the seat. We had a little hiccup in the Blog Talk Radio in the last 3 weeks. Brother Yaki El will be resuming in Yah's time, Mishpachah, the family. Very, very important show that Yahweh was giving the brother, but there's a hiccup. There's a little bump in the road. There's a pause. And stop and see what Yahweh wants.
Amen.
So we're going to move on with that. We're going to start me, myself, Brother Deuel. He will be back next week because Yahweh gave him a word. Yahweh gave us a word tonight. Tonight we'll be having testimony and praise. I want to open up with a prayer beginning. Hallelujah. Toda Abaya for right mind. Toda Abaya for the spirit of your son Yahusha. Toda Abaya for Mishpachah. Toda Abaya for all those who've been there for Brother Yaquel and the Beth Yahweh family in our time of need, in our time of bereavement. That we surrounded our brother and our sister and each and every one of us with love. May we continue to do that. May the adversary not come in and get us worried. May we not fall short of giving the brother a call. May we not fall short of praying for one another, Father. May you continue to make us Mishpachah, Father, in every sense of the word, Father, that we may be surrounded by your Ruach, Father, that we may be surrounded by your Torah, Father. So when we go to the left and to the right, that you bring us back, that we can stay in our right minds, Father. Father, we ask that upon the Sabbath door that you give us your blessing, which is already in the day. We have to ask for no blessing because the day is blessed already. No man, no woman, no anything, no demon, no principality can take that away from us. All we have to do is put our heart and soul in it, to indulge, to delight in it, as your word says, Father, and we will be blessed, Father. Father, thank you. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. We want to also open up with another song, family, because tonight is praise and testimony, but it's also another thought that the Creator was giving me. If you ever walked a mile in my shoes, and that's only saying that you will understand what I've been through. If you walked a mile in my shoes, what's the old saying? You don't know a man's story until you walked in his shoes. You don't understand why he do the things that he do. You don't understand why he think the way he think. He or she, no matter who it is, unless you have been through what they've been through. Yahweh. Go ahead, sister. Let us hear that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listening to that song, so many things go through your mind. So many things. Once you start thinking about your own situation, your own life, there's an old saying that hurt people hurt people. And one thing we know about Yahweh's word, it's an healer. It's an healer. If we allow it to heal us, it will heal us. But you come to find out with human nature, a lot of us, we don't want to look in that mirror. We don't want to look in that mirror. Scripture calls that mirror the perfect law. The perfect law. We don't want to look in it. So we continue with these hurt feelings. We continue with this grudge that we have against people and maybe ourselves at times, because we get to blaming ourselves for the things that happen in our lives. And if I could have did this, I could have did that. No, not if you believe that the Most High is have everything in charge, have everything in his hand. No. Decisions. No. Especially if you belong to him. Especially if you belong to him. But so many things run through my mind when I first heard that song. I was like, wow, Anthony Hamilton, that one was nice right there. If anybody was listening to the song and who wanted to know who was singing, it was Anthony Hamilton. But when I heard it, all I could think about was Yahushua. And we won't get into it, the lesson, but, you know, sometimes you just want to talk. Because Yahushua came down. We have, scripture says in Hebrews, we're going to read that, about how he came down. We have a high priest that has been touched in all our infirmities. All our infirmities. Because he needed to know. He needed to know what makes this man tick. What makes this man do? What has this flesh got over him? I need to come down and find out. I need to walk in it. I need to feel it. You're talking about the creator of everything that you lay your eyes on, walked in this flesh, these bones. The Most High had to use the bathroom. As much as we should put him on the pedestal, but do we realize that he had to come down and use the bathroom just like we did? Wipe his behinds. He wanted to know what was this flesh about and the power that it had over. But he overcame it. We know the story. He overcame it. He conquered it. And it's not easy. I'm not here sitting here saying that what we go through, our trials and tribulations, is easy. We're going to read it. We're going to read where he even said that the devil is going to tempt you. He's going to try you. He is going to allow the devil to send you through that. He's going to allow these trials, these tribulations to come upon you. Because he wants glory from you.
Hallelujah.
That's what he wants. And, you know, my life is an open book in the congregation. You know, I get up there and I tell my story with the quickness, especially my pain. And from spiritual leader one to spiritual leader two, from brother to brother to sisters, whoever I always have talked to, well, you need to feel what Yahweh feels.
Oh,
how Israel sent him through trials and tribulations, the heartaches that Israel gave him. You know, and I'm going to be honest, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that right off. I don't want to hear that you got to be like the Father. You know, who wants to hear that? That you got to feel this pain all the time. Which I'm not saying he feel the pain all the time, but we understand his wife. We understand his bride, Israel. We know the script. We know the history of Israel. We can look out, go out our door, turn on the news, and do whatever we have to do to find out how his bride is. We are very hard-headed, very stiff-necked. Very stiff-necked. And remember, family, this is praise and testimony. So the mic is open. We can call in. Y'all can call in and give your testimony or give praise to the Father. Just for allowing you to be in your right mind. Just for allowing you to come to understand who he is. Because a lot of people don't. A lot of people do not know. They don't have a clue on who he is. Don't have a clue. on who the Most High. They think they do, but they don't. I had a conversation with a Christian yesterday, and by the time we finished talking, I felt so bad for her. Because all I could think about is the scripture where as though she has a reprobate mind. And I believe that's in Titus. I can't remember. Was it Titus? I believe it was Titus. Talks about she has a reprobate mind and how thinking that they know the Creator, think that they know Him, thinking that they know Yah, but don't. Their works are disobedient, abominable. Romans 1:28 said their works are abominable, but they think that they know the Most High. So they are reprobates. And when you look that word, it talks about a disgrace, a discharge. You are a disgrace to the Father. But in her mind, she thinks she knows the Father. But we can praise and know that we know the Father. We can thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you. It ain't that He don't want everybody to know who He is. But as I was telling her who He was, she did not accept it. She wouldn't accept it at all. And the blank stare on her face told it all. I almost wanted to apologize to her because I saw how she was, how it affected her. Brother Shaul said it like this: have I become your enemy, for I tell you the truth. I knew at that moment I was her enemy. She hated me at that moment. I saw it in her face. But I had to tell her. I had to keep telling her, no, that's a fallacy. No, that's not true. That's not what the word teaches. That's not true at all. Well, let me take you to what it says. Well, the law is done away with. No, the law is not done. Messiah said out his own mouth that He didn't come to do away with it. He even broke it down to you. Who do not teach the law will be the least in the kingdom, and who teach the law will be the greatest in the kingdom. So I try to simplify and get her to think as much as possible. Well, who do we call the least in this kingdom right here, in this United States government? Who do we call the least? Who would society look at as the least in the kingdom? You know, it blew over our mind. She didn't understand the question. So I had to answer it for her. I said, criminals. The criminal would be the least in this kingdom, what we call United States. They will be looked at as the least. I said, that's what the Father's calling you. Why? Because you're not keeping this law. You're a criminal in this kingdom. You're one to need to be locked up. No different. Criminals today, they ain't, all of them ain't locked up, but they sure is marked. They sure is marked. It's going to follow them everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. There's somebody at the door. That's the guard dog. We know that. Nico, we all know who Nico is. He's going to talk. But we have the Messiah who know and understand everything we go to. And it ain't always easy just giving it to Him. It ain't always easy giving it to Him and say, I'm going to trust you 100%, because at times our hearts be broke. Our hearts be broke. But I tell you, there's nothing we can't say that He don't have an answer for us already. Nothing, because every time you say something, another thought pop in your mind. Well, I already told you in my word that a broken heart is hard to serve me. It's hard to serve me with a broken heart. For broken and contrite heart. It's hard. He said it in His word. nothing that we can't say, he going to cover it, especially for his sons and daughters, because he wants you to be covered every single way. But the adversary's job is to get you off track, is to get you not to continue in that battle, is to get you to lay down your armor, to take off your armor. They say he has fiery darts, and sometimes this fiery dart, they may penetrate. Mm-hmm. It may hit home. But Yahweh is right there to hold us up. To hold us up. And matter of fact, if it hit home, he said, get behind me now. Get behind me. Because he can't penetrate me. I don't care what he shoots. He cannot penetrate me. They have an open scripture, a couple of open scriptures that I want to read again, family. Call in. Let's get these testimonies up tonight. We at the door to Sabbath. Is the sunset yet?
Okay.
So we here. The Sabbath door has opened. Let's give Yah his praise. Let's give him his just due. Now, we in Psalms 124. We're just going to read the first one. It's an open thought. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, now may Israel say. Now, this is the brother David. He actually saying this in the sense that, now Israel, give your testimony. Because I know, and we know Brother David, he done wrote majority of the Psalms. He done gave testimony after testimony after testimony. Praise after praise after praise. He done gave testimonies and praise. But he said, if it had not been for Yahweh, who was on our side, now may Israel say. Now, Israel, you give your testimonies and praise. I know for a fact if it wasn't for Yahweh on my side, I'd be dead. I remember the guns in my face. I remember that. Remember being snatched in the alley, robbed on Harlem Avenue in Cary, waiting for my, oh, Lord, my shrimp cheese steak. I sure was. That was back in the day. I ordered me a shrimp cheese steak, and you know, I used to love them shrimp cheese steaks. Standing there on the phone, talking at the phone booth, thought I was the man. Two brothers snatched me off the phone, turned around, popped me with two guns. I remember a black one and a silver. Took me in the back alley, laid me down, stripped me. Took my tennis shoes, took my jacket, took the little bit of money I had in my pocket, and told me count to 10. Put the gun to the back of my head. I remember that. I'm walking home, and I still remember one of my friends said, Sean, you're crazy. You're out here walking in your shoes and no jacket on. Gabby. I remember Gabby said that to me. And I just looked at him, still shook. Not even knowing who Yahweh was, but he saved my life that night.
Amen.
He saved my life that night. I grew up in one of the rough part of the neighborhoods, rough part of the city, Holland Park. So I have a testimony. I know I would have been dead if it wasn't for Yahweh. Never time I'm standing down Holland Park, Holland McCarty, because some young brothers from Murphy Owens wanted to show off for a young lady, pull a gun out on me because I'm standing there. And they clicking the gun, and the gun did not go off. I remember that. This was in my teenage years when, you know, you're young and dumb, but you don't know Yahweh. But Yahweh know you because he chose you. He chose you from your mother's womb. So that hedge has been around me all my life. And I didn't even know him, but he knew me. He chose me. And I'm quite sure I know brothers and sisters have testimonies. Before you even knew Yahweh, he knew who you was. And now we have 2020. We're looking back. Yahweh saved my life. Yahweh saved my life. So I want to give him praise. I want to give him honor for that. So many stories. And I ain't ashamed to say it. I ain't ashamed to proclaim that he saved my life, even though I didn't even know him. Had no clue who Yahweh was. No clue. At the age of 17 years old, I just looked at my son. He's 17 years old. His age, just young. But if it had not been, what did the brother just say? If it had not been for Yahweh, who was on my side, now may Israel say. Now may Israel say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Got another scripture for us, though, family. You know, Yahweh always give us lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And we're going to go into the book of Sirach. You may not have that. That's one of the apocryphal books. In verse chapter 43, verses 29 through 31. Yahweh is wonderful and exceedingly great and marvelous in his power. Yes, he is. He saves lives. He protects lives. More importantly, he saves souls.
Amen.
So he has a place for you. Remember, Yahushua went back. He's preparing a place for us. He said, I must go back. Because in my father's house, there are many mansions. And he's talking about mansion houses like we're going to get up there and we're going to be chilling in a mansion. No. Talking about stations. Many stations. Many. We're going to be living there. 43:30. Now, I love how this brother said this. Love how Solomon said this. Love how he read it. I love the understanding that he had, that the father gave him on who he was. This is the same brother that Yahweh told him to allow him to make a house. Oh, and was it a beautiful and grand house? But when he finished making it, you know what he said? Hey, Yahweh, this ain't going to fit you. The earth is your footstool. How you going to get in this house, this little teeny thing that I made, and for man's eye that is grand and is one of the wonders of the world? You can't fit in this eye, but you're too big for this. Says the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. This is your footstool. So how am I going to make a house for you? So Yahweh gave that brother some wisdom and understanding of how grand he was. And we don't really understand that, how grand, how marvelous Yah is. We have no clue. A little bit. We have some understanding because Yahushua came down and showed us who he was. Yahushua was the splitting image of him. The what's that movie? With mini-me. Yahushua was Yah's mini-me. You know, splitting image, but he just was the lesson of him. When you glorify Yahweh, Yah, exalt him as much as you can. For even yet, he will exceed. Because no matter how much we glory him, it's not enough. How much we give him honor is not enough. It's not enough. And when you exalt him, put forth your full strength. Be not worried, for you will never attain. You will never give him his just due. We can't. But you know what, though? What's so beautiful about our Most High? Although we can never give him his just due, he do not think it's robbery. He do not think it's wrong when we praise him in our fullness in the truth. He accepts that. From little old me, he accepts my praise. No matter how grand he is, he accepts what I can give him. If I give it to him in truth and honesty, If I'm sincere in that, he accepted. He said that it's a sweet savior to his nostrils, family. Sweet savior. We can't just walk up to no president. We can't just walk up to the Pope. We can't walk up to Queen Elizabeth. I'm about to say Queen Latifah. We can't just walk up to them. We can't. But we can walk up to the throne of the one who created everything. We would never on our own merit get to see the President of the United States. We would never do, we could never schedule a time to see Queen Elizabeth. We can never schedule that. Never. She would look at us as a peasant, not the one that made her up. Not the one that sets over everything in this universe. Not him. So the Bible right. No matter what we do, we can't glorify him enough. We can't honor him enough for who he is. But he accepts what we give him if it's in sincerity, if it's true. 31. Who has seen him? Oh, this is, and this wasn't even part of the lesson, but when I read it, I said, oh, who has seen him that he may declare him, and who shall magnify him as he is? Huh? Who will magnify the Father? Who will bring who he is to a reality to us? Who? Brother Solomon asking this question. So we all know if the Bible asks a question, it sure will answer it. Yeah. It sure will answer it. Now who sure said where that's at? John 1:18. So we know who declared the Father. Did our master say? John 1:18, family. No man have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he have declared him. Amen. So Solomon asked him, but Yahushua said, hey, greater than Solomon's head. Because, you know, we as a people, we got a thing of bigging up somebody. But Yahushua said that, hey, greater than Solomon is here. I'm greater than Solomon. But Solomon was inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, thousands of years ago, back in Sirach, to write that. Who will magnify the Father for us? So Dalton Thomas asked Yahushua a question. Show us the Father. Yahushua looked at him and said, long time I've been here. If you see me, you have seen the Father. That's what we deal with. A splitting image of the Father. One who, as Solomon said, magnify who he is. And that's what he came to. He came in his Father's character. This week, Brother Yaakiel asked a question to the Kohanim, and he asked, what do you think the duty is of the Kohanim? What you think it is? And it's one of the duties is to magnify the character, Shem, the character, the name of the Father. That's one of the duties of, it's many duties, but one of the most important duties is to magnify who the Father is in this world. No different than what Yahushua did. He magnified who the Father was. He was turning the people's hearts back to the Father. Hey, I came. I'm doing what the Father asked me to do. But if you see me, know it's not of myself. If you see what I do, know that I'm not doing nothing that I haven't heard from my Father asks me to do. Because I come to magnify him. I come to make you know who he is before he comes. That way you'll have a choice, whether you're going to accept him or whether you're not going to accept him. And he will be just when he comes. Because when he coming, and you got that sin up in you, and Yahushua ain't in you, you can kiss it goodbye. And there will be no more apologies, no more begging, no more repenting. It will be all over for you. So you better get to know who the Father is through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. But let us read Hebrews. Because Hebrews, and again, it's open, family. Anybody want to call in, just hit 1, and we will cut into the show, and you can give your testimony. When you're ready, let us move on to Hebrews, though. Let us read what we talked about earlier when listening to that song, If You Ever Walked a Mile in My Shoes. We have somebody online, family. Who is it? Fadicia?
Yes, hi. Shalom. How you doing?
Shalom, sister.
I'm good. I just want to give a testimony. You're talking about testimony.
Yes, definitely.
Bear with me.
Yeah.
I lost my son on the 22nd of last month.
Mm-hmm.
And he got shot and killed. And, you know, we was worried about his soul. You know, he was raised in the truth, knew the truth.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
But he went astray, like all kids
mm-hmm.
did. But he said, raise them up and they shall go.
That's right.
So,
and they shall
return, exactly. So, you know, my granddaughter, 5 years old, had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know anything about him dying or nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he went to a pretty, pretty place.
Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Not come back.
Hallelujah.
He told me he was sorry. You know, it was just confession to the Father.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
No, it may not mean not much to other people, but we know the truth and the mighty Father, and we know how he works in our lives.
That's right.
So then I got to talking to my husband at night, and me and him talk about it. And I wanted to know, you know, did my child live? You know, did he live? And what else did I want to know? Did he get any help? Well, my husband, he was on his lunch break, and he decided to go get his clothes from the cleaner. And it's
mm-hmm.
over this way where I live at. So he went past
mm-hmm.
where Jeremy got shot and everything, and he found a note that was taped to the railing. And the note, and I'm
mm-hmm.
going to read the note to you,
Hallelujah.
If you don't mind.
No, it's take your time and...
It said, it is with great sorrow that I write this letter. I deeply regret not reaching out to you sooner. And I hope this reaches the family of Jeremy. There are a few difficult things to read, but I hope with time this will help you find some closure. I heard the car crash into the trees. When I looked out my window, he was in the back, backing out of the yard, and then struck the garden railing. After he pulled off the garden railing, and his vehicle stopped, I rushed out. A passerby was on the phone with all 911. And after helping her establish the location, I approached his car. I immediately noticed that he was critically injured. I called to him. He turned his head to me. And I told him I was there to help. and that everything was going to be okay. It was in that moment that Johnny passed away. I knew this letter will not ease your pain, but it's important to me that you all know someone cares. And that
Amen.
You knew people were trying to help. That he did not. Wait a minute. That he. I'm sorry, tears in my eyes.
That's all right.
That he did not die alone. I am deeply saddened by your loss. I can't imagine how you feel. I will remember your relative forever as a strong man, a fighter. Rest assured, Jeremy will not be forgotten. Blessed be unto you all. And it was in a blue envelope, and it said to the beloved family. You know, think about the blue, heavenly. You know, he just gave me assurance that, you know, he was okay.
Hallelujah.
It still hurt, but the one thing the Father had helped me to see that, you know, you didn't understand what my son went through. But now I can say I did, and I feel the hurt, and I understand how he felt.
Yes, yes.
Don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to hold you up, but thank you.
That's all right. That's all right. And we need that. We need to tell. We need to let it out. Continue to talk to Abba. Continue to talk to Abba. Yeah.
But he wanted. And he shows us he wants us. And he shows us that he's there and he's here and he feels. And, you know, he's with us.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You know, I'm thankful. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so thankful for letting me share.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. So that,
all right, Father. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Shalom.
Shalom.
You have not many words after you hear that. What can you say to that but hallelujah? I mean, for the baby to say that he's in a beautiful place. We know Yahweh gave us that this year, where that beautiful place is. That means the brother is getting his tour of what he's going to get. He is getting his tour. His torment is over.
Hallelujah.
And this is the, when you serve the creator of heaven and earth, if you are outside of his will, somebody will hear her testimony, Sister Khadijah, and say she's crazy for trusting in that God. She's crazy for saying he's wonderful. When he allowed her son to be taken. But he allowed her son to be taken to glory.
Hallelujah.
Now, how many people can say that? Sure. For a surety. Brother Shaul said, once I understood that I was in his glory, that I marveled in my weakness, I praised and I thanked him because in my weakness, I was in his glory. He said, my grace was sufficient enough for you, Shaul. That means you're going to get in, Shaul. That means Jeremy got in. Family. He's getting his tour. He's getting his tour. We understand. Go back. 2 Ezra 7. Start from 100 and finish the book. Finish the chapter out. And feel and Imagine now, Brother Jeremy.
Hallelujah.
Imagine Yahushua says, I had you. You're just like Brother Yahweh. Ariel, I knew when before you, but he was born into it. I wasn't. But he knew where his life was going to go. He knew everything, every moment, every second of his life. He knew it. Now let me give you a tour. So I can make the brother and the sister feel a little bit less grief. Let me have my young daughter, 5-year-old, that granddaughter, to have a daughter who didn't even know how powerful I am. She didn't even know. Let me have a total stranger take care of him. In his time of need, a total stranger to take care of him. That's what we serve, family. Testimony and praise tonight. Don't jump off this wagon. Ain't no time to jump off this. Ain't no time to allow life situations to get you so caught up, so toward it. Matter of fact, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. You ain't been through what Sister Khadijah just been. Yeah, we have another sister in the family. But Yahweh held them. Look where they at. They still here. They still here. Yahweh held them. Upheld them to let them know they're going to be all right. I got them. I just need you to stand with me. But for the rest of us who haven't been through nothing like that, still say he is wonderful.
Yes.
To be able to utter those words through her pain. I'm holding back tears, tears of joy and tears of sorrow. But it's more joy because I know he's in heaven.
Hallelujah.
I know he's with the Father. And for her testimony, to be able to still praise the Father.
Yeah, hallelujah.
We got it in the book, family, and we got it in real life. We read in the book where the sister still gave praise after they killed all 7 of her sons, and she still gave praise to the Most High. And tonight, y'all would say, ain't nothing new under the heaven. Your sister still won't be able to give praise when they killed her son. She's still giving praise. The book is alive. It's alive to us. It's real. Because we live in it. We are living the book. We are living it. He is here. He is here. Thank him for that. But again, family, call in and get those testimonies. Call in and give in. We got somebody else on the line.
I wanted to share something.
Okay.
Today, getting ready to leave work, and I go to see one of my drivers. She's on the bus, and she's looking. She won't look like her normal self.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in, I'm okay, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then she shared with me that her son was recently killed in a car accident. 63 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, today she was moved to look about the details of the accident. So
mm-hmm.
she was in that place of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said
mm-hmm.
that she really didn't talk to anyone about it because she didn't want to depress anyone, and she didn't want, you know, she's like the whole family is numb, no one is talking, and so on and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I was equipped
Amen.
To
That's
meet
right.
her
That's right.
where she was.
That's right.
And I just allowed her
Mm-hmm.
to just talk,
just
free yourself of what
right.
you're going through.
That's right.
And to encourage her with the word.
That's right.
And to allow her to express what she can't express.
That's right.
You know, to share the good
mm-hmm.
memories and able to share with her, you know, what we took away with at Jeremy's home sending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember the good days.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And she said, I'm angry with God.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm a little bit angry with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought he could take it.
Right. That's right. Hallelujah.
It's okay.
That's most people's first reaction.
And he understands it, but mm-hmm. her testimony is the same thing like Sister Kadisha just said, and I think it's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know what the Father feels.
Right.
Because when he said that he was going to make us in his image and his likeness,
amen.
It's not just walking in Torah.
Mm-hmm.
It is what he feels.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And through suffering, no one wants to suffer. No mm-hmm. one wants to suffer. No one will say, we'll volunteer to suffer.
Right.
But it's in suffering where we become stronger.
That's right.
We get
That's
stronger
right.
through suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And her mind was back, because we're talking, her mind went back to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother lost a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that when her sister passed, that she thought her mother was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said her mother never cried.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother said, God was faithful the day before she died. He's still faithful the day after she died.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And she said, now she understands about faith.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because now she's walking this walk of faith. Is she still going to believe?
Amen.
Is she still going to? She said she just went back to church 2 weeks ago.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
They're struggling, but
mm-hmm.
just like Peter, just keep your eyes on the side.
That's right.
No matter what you're going through,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Story of Job, Jackie Elson did that a couple of weeks ago when we first lost Jeremy.
Right.
We can't just get good, but if we, like Rabbi always said,
mm-hmm.
but if you continue at mm-hmm. the end,
get that crash.
You come out smell like a
rose.
Like a rose.
That's right.
And when
That's
you
right.
look at the end of Job, it says that his end.
Mm-hmm.
was better than his beginning.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we want. We want our end.
That's right.
To be better than our beginning.
That's right.
You know? So, my testimony is being able to meet the sister where she was, even though I have not lost a biological child,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but being able to be there for her where she
right.
felt like there was no one else for her to talk to.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Yahweh gives us what we need,
mm-hmm,
and He sends
right.
people.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You know, and so I glorify Yahweh for allowing me to be able to be used by Him
mm-hmm.
to encourage her.
Hallelujah.
You know? And hopefully, she can be able to go and, you know, encourage the rest. Because she said everyone is now no one is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, she can now be that catalyst
right.
for healing
right.
In her family, and I'm grateful for that.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. My also. All right.
Yeah. I hope it pours rain on all you guys.
Good. All right. Next time they come through, I'll add some more to be
talking. Oh, that was a guy.
Phone number 301-744-623.
Zach and Ward. We get back at you, Zach and Boyd. If you want to call in, call back. Call back. You call back.
Whoever wants to hung up, so maybe we'll call back.
Okay. All right. But this one, the testimony which you gave, Sister, the thought that you created was given is the same thing you said at the end is, Israel, we hail us for the world. We are equipped for everything. We go through so we be able to heal the nations. How he gonna heal the nations? Through his people.
Yep.
Through the seed that he said that sower went out to sow. And that seed has been sown throughout the world. So we heal. We are the healers of the world. Just the world just got to know. And this is the thing. It ain't that her conscience knew who you were. Spirit led her to you. Allow her to see something in you and to release all that. Because she got healed.
Amen.
I hope she realized that she got healed.
Amen.
And how many people that you have talked to and they say that, I don't know how I could just talk to you. I believe everybody, especially in Beth Yahweh, should be able to have that testimony where you have strangers
yep.
just start talking to you. I went in somewhere, what's the name for the van? Vance Auto, to get some oil for the van. Girl just started telling me her business. And I just said, I don't know why. I feel like I could talk to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's the Creator.
Pretty
that's
bad.
The Creator, you know, because it's the Spirit of Yah that's on us. So people feel like, I can open up to you. I can allow, I can be who I am, and you won't judge it. Because that's what happens for most people who don't open up. They feel as though they're going to be judged. You're going to look at them as in a weak state. No. Baby, I understand. I understand. Why I understand? I may not have a child that passed away, but he who lives in me had one. He who lives in me, matter of fact, let us read that, because we was about to read that. We were about to read Hebrews 4, starting at 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Yahushua, the Son of Yah, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What is he saying? Come boldly in our time of need. Look, you understand what I'm going through. You feel what I'm going through. Why? Because you came down, you experienced it. Now you're experiencing it through our life. So we have a right to go to the Father boldly in our time of need and ask for mercy, and it will be granted to us. Because I can't help but go back, because that was mercy granted to Rabbi and Sister Kadisha. Because
yes.
He didn't have to answer that. He didn't have to let them know that your son is okay. He's in my, and especially him, Rabbi Yaakov. No, and it does not lessen Sister Kadisha, but for him to be the leader of a congregation who's entrusted in everybody's soul, for everybody's soul. He is the one that Yahweh entrusted our souls to, and let alone one of his own flesh and blood, not the thought of not making it, and here it is, he's been walking in this way for at least 30 years and not to make it. So Yahweh said, I have to show my servant mercy because it was going to run him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It would have took him through somewhere that he may not have returned.
Yeah.
So Yahweh had to show him mercy.
Well,
yes, you are that spiritual leader. You are doing what I asked you to do. Yeah. Hallelujah for his mercy. It's all there, family. It's all there in his word for us. We are living proof. Hallelujah. For Yahweh's mercy. And not just for Rabbi Yaakov, for the rest of the family to know. For his aunt, Samaria, his uncle, Yariel, for the rest of them, his family, and for all the rest of us throughout the congregation. For both of the young brothers. Both of the young brothers. And we haven't forgot the yellow deed here. We haven't forgot the children. And God willing, we will have a show so the children can come and sit around and express their feelings. Because we have to do that. They hurting too. And y'all gonna do, we're gonna set that show up. Not next week, because they will probably do his, but we're gonna set that show up. Because we've got to allow it to go through us and get it out. Get it out. And we have no greater testimony than what happened tonight, what came through these ways tonight.
Exactly.
So let's move on to Revelations 2:9. Let's continue to hear what Yahweh has to say to us. Starting at 2:9. And this right here. It's beautiful. I know thy works and tribulations. Let me look that up. This is Yahushua talking to the assemblies. It's the lipsis. It's in your Greek concordance, G2347. The lipsis from 2346. Pressure. Literally or figurative, affected, affection, anguish, burden, persecution, tribulation, trouble. He said, I know what you go through. I understand what you are going through. Hear what he said. I know thy works and your tribulations and what's bothering you. I have sympathy, empathy for you. Why? Because I've been there. I've done that. I've been through that. And more importantly, I will have mercy on your soul. I will not allow this to overtake you. And poverty, well, I love this part too, but thou art rich.
Okay.
After all this that you go through, you are rich. Can you imagine that? Look, what we just been through with Yaquiel, Sister Kadesia, and all the rest of us go through on a daily basis, the hurt, the pain, the suffering, and he going to say, but we're rich. We're rich. They don't want to hear that. But you need to hear that. You need to know. You need to understand. But I understand what you're going through. Sympathize with you. But remember, you're rich.
Yes.
Remember, you have a place in glory at the end. Our brother Jeremy, he got his gold. He got his riches. He got it. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Well, you know, we're not going to get into that because that's not the point we was going to talk about tonight. But we understand that part. But we wanted to get into the part that Yah knows, Yahushua knows what we go through. But he said, we're rich. 10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. In other words, do not allow it to rule you. Because that's what fear does. Fear ends up ruling us. You know, it do not allow us to even function in the knowledge or the ability that we have. I can use my babies, right? She would get so nervous. In a basketball game, she know the game, she's skillful in the game, but because she's so nervous, it won't allow her to play the way she can play until she conquered it, and then I can always tell when she settled down. And you can even tell her for myself, I'm going to give it myself. Even when we up there and we teaching the word of Yahweh, and we nervous, we starting off when we nervous, and we shaking like a skeleton. But as a believer, and as one who's rooted in the word, they can see when you're nervous, and then they can see when you settle down. They see when you settle down and allow the spirit of the Most High to come in and do what it has to do. And that's what he's saying. Do not allow the spirit to overpower you, because that's what fear does. Fear overpowers you, and it hinders you from doing what you are capable of doing. Because even he gives us, again, we talked about, he gives us warnings. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. He said you maybe should suffer, that you shall suffer. We shall suffer some things in his flesh. Why? Because we need to be Shem for Yahweh. We need to be in his character within his name. He needs us there. Like Sister said earlier, in his image, in his likeness. Behold, and here we go. The devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You hear that? He said, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. And it ain't always a physical prison. It's a mental prison. And more times than not, for believers, we get into mental prisons. The doubt, the second guessing, and whatever it is, the fear, those things are of the devil. So what the scripture talks about, perfect love casts away all fear. There's no fear with the Father. There is no prison that can hold you. Because he can put you in prison and you can be free as the one that's walking up and down the street. So he's not actually just talking about that physical prison. He's talking about that spiritual, that mental prison. Because he can put us there all day long. But where is our mind at? Is our mind free? Is your mind free? Or are you still doubting the Father? Are you still second-guessing the Father? Are you still afraid? Let's move on. But I like how he ended up with that, though. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We want that tree of life. Endure to the end.
Hallelujah.
Endure to the end. Now is not the time to let go, family. Now is the time to get stronger, to get more united in our mishpacha, our family. Everything happens for a reason. Everything. We should not be surprised. We should not be dismayed at the times. We should always look at timely. Look back at what Brother Yaquiel was teaching. Timely. I believe he was up at 10. I believe that he was at 10. I'm not for sure, but I believe he was at 10. Mishpacha. Coming together. And here's the thing. If you read it, if you followed along in the story, Yahweh fine combed it. He took a comb, and you know how a sister, or even you when you had your little bush, you comb through your hair, and it get out all the kinks and all the knots, so it could be fine, so it'd be easy to go through. He took that word, and he broke it down to the lowest common denominator, where we won't have no excuse at the end of Mishpacha to realize and know talking about when Yahweh say Mishpacha. Not when the world talks about family, but when Yahweh say Mishpacha. Powerful lessons. Powerful. I mean, for every brother that brings out a lesson, Yahweh is fine-tuning his people.
Amen.
Fine-tuning his people. And not one lesson is greater than the other, and why not one lesson is lesser than the other. So don't sit there and think that your lesson is less than this lesson. No. Every lesson serves a purpose. Every lesson. And even important, like I think Zach and Ward lessons are very important. Very important, because if we ain't taking care of our health, we ain't taking care of our bodies, we can't keep, we will not last in this battle. We will not last. The spirit can only hold up this flesh, but for a certain time. But if you keep destroying this flesh, going against this flesh, and going against the will of the Father, hey, you are doing that. We are doing that. And how we are taking care of our own flesh. Our own, not just our souls, but our flesh need to be taken care of too. That means we got to be eating right. We got to be doing the right things. We're not workers where we out in the field no more. Where we in farmers, they ain't had to really exercise. They didn't have to get that cardiovascular moving. They didn't have to do it because they're constantly moving. They're constantly working, sun up to sun down. But we here in this modern age, in this modern time, we sit back and we feel as though we go to work every day, we in shape. No, try to run up the street real quick. Do a 100-yard dash and see how shape you in. And see how much phlegm you be coughing up by the time you finish. That'll tell you if you're in shape or not. That'll tell you if your arteries are clear. That'll tell you if your cardiovascular clear or not. Now, I'm not advising none of us to go do that because, you know, we ain't got no, what's that, the clear thing, mm-hmm. the jump. We don't have that out there. Ain't no nurses out there, ain't no doctors out there to revise you. You be out there by yourself, and that heart just be, and that chest be tightening. But let me get back on task, family. 11, Revelation, Revelations 2:11. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to overcome, family. We want to overcome. Scripture come to mind that Yahweh won't put nothing on you that you can't handle. That you, and we know we've been through some things here. And like Rabbi always said, we come out smelling like a rose. We come out like, come out shining like that gold. That gold is tried in the fire, Scripture says. And he wants us to be shining like that. He wants, when he look at us, he see his reflection. Because we are his jewels. And sometimes jewelry get dirty and you got to clean jewelry. You got to get the gook off of jewelry. So you can look at it and you can see your reflection in it by the time you finish cleaning it. That's what y'all doing us. He's continue to clean us. Let's move on to Matthew's 25. Matthew's 25. Got somebody online who wanted to give a testimony? Okay. That's all right. We got the word. That's testimony enough. We got the word. I do want to play a song, though. And if we can get that, it's a very powerful song, if you ask me. It's Whitney Houston. I'll look to you.
Oh, got that word.
All right, hallelujah. But I'm going to start here in Matthew's because we want to know for a surety that the Father knows what we go through, that Yahushua knows what we go through. So Matthew's 25, starting at verse 34. Then shall the king say, who is the king? Yahushua, unto them, on his right hand. And, you know, this is what he talked about when the Son of Man come back in his glory. Matter of fact, let me get the whole point. I'm going to start at 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy Melachim, holy angels, with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father. You blessed of my Father. Remember, we start off talking about Father. You blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Jeremy is getting that. Something that was prepared for us from the foundation. It was a thought. It was a thought. And Yah had you in mind. Before all this, when there was nothing but nothing there. Before the foundations, before he laid the water in his place, the firmament in his place, the earth in his place, thought about you. He had a thought. Because at that time, only thing was there was half a ton. But he wasn't even there. War was there. So he had to get rid of some of his kids. But he said, oh, you know what? I got to fill it back up. So I'm going to make a way. I'm going to put man on earth. I'm going to make a way for he to get back to me. I'm going to make a way for Yahweh for Yariel, for Mariel, for Deuel. I'm going to make a way for Sister Malka, Sister Kadisha, Sister Samaria, and all the rest of the Hebrew, the Iblit, Yisraeli. I'm going to make a way for them. And there's a scripture that Yah had Israel in mind before the foundation. There's a scripture that says that, but I can't find it. It's in the Apocrypha. That Yah had Israel in mind before the foundations of the world. But let me go ahead and finish this up. He had them in mind. Israel, Yisraeli. Ibri, Yisraeli had that. That's what I meant. Okay, 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was in hunger, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. And I was sick, and you visited me. And I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, and saying, Master, when we saw thee in hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink. You see, the wisdom of Yahushua, I love it. 38, when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee. And the king shall answer, and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of them, my brother, you have done it unto me. He consider us one. He consider what we go through, he go through. We understanding him, and he's understanding us. He's feeling, we are feeling what he go through, and he feels what we go through. Amen. So we'll be coming one with Yahushua. That's the goal. That's what he's talking about. When did you do all that? So Yahushua put it in Kadesh's heart to start the business, to start the fundraising, the foundation of going down and feeding the homeless. And it caught like wildfire because the brothers and sisters was happy. They was glad to do that. They felt honored to do that. We got brothers and sisters that's sick. They're shut in. We got a brother in prison. Yeah, I was supposed to say, go see him. Go see him. Go let him know that his mercy is still upon him.
Amen.
Especially the sick. Went to see Zaki and Eliezer this week, and he made his day. I saw it. You know he fussed me out as soon as I walked through the door. He started fucking. Yeah, everybody coming to see me. Everybody. I said, well, Yahweh sent me over. he sent me over. He still fussed. But then it subsided because
Amen.
He was happy that
Amen.
A brother came to see him. And then Lord Yahweh said, you know what? I'm going to bring a sister and a brother an hour later, at least 25 minutes later, Sister Brother Yariel and Sister Samaria walk in the door. His eyes really light up. His heart got full because we came to see him while he was sick. He was in sick bed. And even for his Ish, Sister Debbie, Ema Debbie, it made her heart feel good. We sat there, and you know where all conversations end up. When believers come together, we end up talking about that word. And nothing fills a believer more than talking about that word. We talked about a lot of things, but it ended up talking about that word. That's where we ended at. So Yahushua said, when you go see those people, you're coming to see me. When you feed the homeless, when you go see the brother and sister or sister that's sick, when you help somebody out, they wanted, especially one of the brethren, especially one of the brethren, because we are his brothers and sisters. He considered us his brothers and sisters. That's how he considers who is my brother or my mother. Them that do the will of the Father. Everybody say, come into the kingdom, you blessed of my Father. Huh? Come on. Come on. So we're getting to know Yahushua, learn him and what he wants of us, and he's getting to know us at the same time. And believe me, he knows us. We can't hide. Believe me, he knows us. Let me finish reading that. We're going to stop at 40. Yeah, let me read that out, because there's much more to that. Then shall ye say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was in hunger, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, in prison, and you visited me not. So Yahushua wanted us to visit the sick, wanted us to visit the in prison, want us to take care each other, to become mishpachah. That's part of mishpachah, to take care. The brethren, that means we family. Ancestry, we ain't got to explain that, do we? We understand when we say the brethren, we're talking about the sister too. We family. We don't want to hear that. Depart from me. 44. Then shall they also answer him and saying, Master, when saw we thee in hunger or at thirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Hey, yeah, we doing that to Yahushua. That's the thing. That's the thought that he's saying. Oh, yeah, you would do it for me. Because you esteem me. You say, you glorify me. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. People we don't esteem, people we don't glorify, we ain't doing that for. People we don't have, what we think we don't have good relationships for or good relationships with. How are we in the same congregation and we ain't got good relationships with everybody? And that means something ain't right. Something ain't right if we don't treat each and every sister and brother the same way. Something's not right with that person who's not doing it. Y'all know Yahweh, he always got to come through. He come through. He going to bring something up. He going to put it on the table, and he going to tell us about it. How are we not having great relationships with every person across the board? How are we not doing that? How are we not doing it? How are we not forgiving across the board? Now, I know we tell with some brothers and some sisters better than we do others. That's human nature. But we should not treat any of them different. But we won't gel with different people like this one and that one. But the difference is, the thing is, how are you treating them? And that's what Yahushua is going to look at. How are you treating them? 45 again. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Hallelujah. Let's continue to build this mishpacha. Let's get rid of those isms and schisms that we have. And how we do that? We look in that mirror. We hold ourselves accountable. It's that mirror we have to each believer. We can't look at this brother, that brother, this sister, that sister. We have to first start in looking in the mirror. We're about to bring out, you got that song, my sister. We're about to bring out another song for y'all family. And this is Whitney Houston. I look to you.
And hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful song. What it's saying is, when all else is lost, I look to you, Father. I look to you for my strength. I look to you for my Redeemer. I look to you for everything. And nobody else can do what you do. Nobody else can fill that void. Not wife, not mother, not father. Only you can. When all else is lost, I look to you. I got one last scripture that I want to read, and that is Psalms 23. Powerful song. Powerful song. Testimony and praise, family, but more important, encouragement.
Yeah.
Encouragement that Yah is still on the throne. He is still on the throne, family, and he have not left us nor forsaken us.
Yeah.
And we are the apple of his eye. A psalm of David. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Doreth my soul. Hear the words of they're not just Shema. But if you was there at the time when the brother was right, it's not just he saying it. He felt every word that he wrote down. He believed it. He living it. He living that he's Yahweh is a shepherd. He's living that. Let me start over. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, in the bed of Yahweh forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank Sister Kadesha for calling in and giving all what we needed tonight. Because y'all got this. You ain't calling because y'all didn't want you to call him. He wanted us to stay focused on that one thing. That one thing. That sister, even in her time of trouble, can still say, Yahweh is wonderful. If you get nothing else out of tonight's lesson, get that. So when you're going through what you're going through, you can say, Yahweh is wonderful. Thank you, family. And Shabbat Shalom. I want to thank my sister, Michael, back with the Super Duper producer. And Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit back and say, remember my ways. Oh, I like it out of my cage. Yes, I am a slave. Searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom. So I'm tender, sing them songs to spark memory. What is a man with no history? Where am I? Who am I? What is this place? We're just sitting in space. I will be light.
Oh, yo, 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 yo.
Many times in their minds I'm shine, shine. Burn away the darkness, you got.